Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. We're nearing the end of our journey through Lent with the Messiah, and it looks like we're going out on a high note, judging by that last piece. Last week, however, we were at what I called the low point of the series, where we reflected on our Messiah's death and recognized our culpability in it. This week, in stark contrast, we've been treated to the famous Hallelujah chorus. Today, Handel invites us to join with the multitudes of heaven, shouting, "Praise the Lord," which is the meaning of Hallelujah. Why are the heavens praising the Lord? Well, let's look at some of the verses around the ones quoted by Handel, in particular Revelation 19, starting at verse 11. "I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and wages war. His eyes are like blazing fire, and on his head are many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but he himself. He is dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven were following him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Coming out of his mouth is a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron scepter. He treads the winepress of the fury of the wrath of God Almighty. On his robe and on his thigh he has this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords." Let's pray. Lord, sanctify us in the truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Last week we experienced the sorrow and horror of seeing an innocent man die on a cross. Thankfully, through Luther's understanding of the Messiah's crucifixion as a joyous exchange, we were left, if not joyous, at least comforted by the event. Jesus was crucified because it was God's will to save us, and the Messiah was a willing participant in that plan. He chose to take our sin, guilt, pain, and suffering on himself so that he could give us his innocence and blessedness in exchange. What's more, even though the Messiah's suffering and death was very real, his story didn't end on Good Friday. Rather, we see in our next two pieces from Handel's Messiah tonight that it only paused, continuing in Jesus' resurrection on Easter Sunday. From the Old Testament, Job prophesied, "I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end he will stand on the earth." And then Paul will explain in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 the significance of the Messiah's sacrifice. "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead comes also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." The Messiah's self-sacrifice is truly joyous because it leads ultimately to our resurrection, and that will be the focus for next week's devotion. For today, though, I want to look at the present implications of the Messiah's resurrection. What does it mean for us as we wait for our own resurrection? Strictly speaking, the Messiah's death didn't end in his resurrection, but in his ascension. As Paul explains in the famous Christ hymn in Philippians chapter 2, and remember that Christ is simply the Greek word for Messiah, "Being found in appearance as a man, Christ humbled himself by becoming obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Because of his suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension, the Messiah is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. John's vision from Revelation 19, which we heard earlier, describes the ascended Lord and what he is doing right now. He is like a heavenly warrior on a white horse, faithful and true. His eyes blaze with holy fire, and he is crowned with many crowns. He dispenses justice and wages war on God's enemies. And he does all this through the word of his mouth, which is like a sharp sword. The Messiah is ruling over heaven and earth right now. He is omnipotent, and his reign will last forever. And all that is important to us because he is our King, and we are his beloved people. That makes all the difference for us. Jesus is not off in heaven living the good life, but he is reigning on your behalf. He remains faithful and true, even to his people who cannot yet see him with their physical eyes, even when it appears that chaos rather than Jesus reigns. This means that while we live our lives here on earth, we can be confident that his blazing eyes see us and our daily needs as well. Jesus continues to care for us and provide us with those gifts that we have mentioned in other devotions this series. For example, Jesus reigns actively so that he can give his people rest. He leads his people like a shepherd leading a flock, as we heard in our psalm last Sunday. He leads them, feeds them, and keeps them safe, even through the valley of the shadow of death. And as we journey with him, he provides healing for the injuries which we experience while living in a broken world. He gives us the strength to keep on going until we finally join the heavenly hosts in shouting, "Hallelujah! Praise the Lord." We can also be confident that Jesus has secured justice for us, despite appearances to the contrary. Our everyday lives aren't always fair, are they? We sometimes suffer for the sins of others, but Jesus promises to make it all good for us eventually. We can trust that this is true because in his own undeserved death and in his resurrection, he has defeated the enemies of sin, death, and the devil. And because Jesus has already done all of that for us, we can trust that he will keep his promises for the future as well. Finally, we are sustained by the Messiah's word. Even now, from a distance, Jesus continues to speak his performative and restorative words into our lives, forgiving our sins and giving us peace and comfort during difficult times. Indeed, through his word, the Messiah is not distant, but he comes near to each one of you. Through the eyes of faith, you need only open the pages of the Bible to see your Lord and your King, and to hear him speak personally to you his words of peace and comfort. Jesus, your risen and ascended Messiah, is now King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Because he reigns omnipotent forever and ever, you can truly declare hallelujah today as well. With all the hosts of heaven, you can truly say, "Praise the Lord." Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds safe in Christ Jesus. Amen.